Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on a Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now, and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Fold Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Vierks Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin with Melissa over there. We've got Director of Operations for the Clinton County Healthy Communities Coalition, Kathy Martin. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I even got your title right, didn't I?
You did. Yeah, I'm impressed.
Right. Good. It's the same as my title. That's how I remember.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it helps. Well, I think we talked to you about a month ago. I've got a couple things I was going to ask on some follow-ups that I've heard about healthy communities from some other newsmakers over the last couple of days. All good, though. All good.
Sure.
Good. Yeah. So go ahead and let's get started with, first off, what you'd like to talk about, Kathy.
Well, we got a few events coming up. Our 5K is coming up on May 21st. That's a Saturday, and it's the Stepping on Stigma 5K. It'll be out at TPA Park. We're going to start about 10 a.m. It's $5 to register. You can get a shirt. You register online through our website or through our Facebook page. Should be a really good event again this year. We're excited about that. I think it went really well last year out at TPA Park. So.
Even with the COVID, I remember you guys were happy with the turnout. Yeah. What was the date on that again?
Stepping on Stigma 5K.
Well, the date?
May 21st.
Okay, thank you.
So that's coming up. We also have a new program called MARCH, and MARCH is Minority Access to Researching Careers in Health. And if you get all that down, I'll be really impressed.
Okay, yeah.
But what that is, we know that Hispanics and Latinos make up only about 6% of active physicians in the United States. And so this program is for current freshmen, sophomore, and juniors who are Hispanic or Latino. They get to come and do real-life, on-the-job type training. So we're going to be doing CPR certification. We'll be doing some job shadowing. We'll have EMS and different nurses and doctors come in. They get to kind of do a career cruising and go and talk to the different people, do some blood pressures, do some other services that they would be doing in the jobs in healthcare. So we're really excited about this. We're partnering up with a couple different people here with it. So that's coming up on March 31st is our first one from 4 to 6, and it's here at our office.
Very good. Are you moving into your new digs pretty good?
We are. We're out of space.
Oh, already, huh? Yeah. Well, you let some other people move in with you there. So you've got United Way and the health department, right?
Yep, that's correct. And it's gone really well. I mean, that was the whole point of getting into another space was to also have others with us. So that's fantastic. We're excited about that. We're excited to have the community garden again just right behind the building here on Rossville Avenue. So we have a work day coming up on that on April 9th. Anybody's welcome to come out if they want to get their hands a little bit dirty. We're going to be prepping the garden, putting some new soil down and moving some stuff around, getting ready to plant there on the 9th.
That's exciting.
Yes. And it's nice.
I was going to ask you about that because we have Ag Day tomorrow here at WILO, and one of our guests is Laura, and she's going to be here to talk about the community garden. So I know she's going to talk a little bit about her vision, what they raised, also maybe some expansion opportunities. Now, we all know a garden can get out of control real quick, although you've got – and I know you guys know with the tomatoes –
yeah, amen to that.
But you've got a lot of room back there. We could actually, get as creative as we want, couldn't we?
We could, yep. We're talking about adding some picnic tables back here this year so people can come out and sit and enjoy as well. And we've talked long-term about even like a gazebo and different things out here. So we can expand not only the garden, but how people are able to experience the garden.
I love that. Yeah, very good, very good. We had Carol Price in yesterday. She was telling us briefly about the CHANGE program. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, so CHANGES is here at our office. It's a youth IOP program. So what that means is that it's intensive outpatient So it's counseling or therapy, but it's a half day. So it's not just a one-hour session or anything like that. And it's for our youth, middle through high school. And we help transport from the schools and get them back home. We work with the families with that sort of thing. But they're able to come in here and receive basically more tools in their tool belt to help them with their mental health, whether that's some anxiety or depression going on, whether that's just school is really overwhelming and, you know, COVID has been bad for them or anything like that. It's an afternoon program. It runs from 12 to 3 here at our office. And again, we help with the transportation, whether that means to and from the school or from the school and then back home or anything like that. We have the van here to help with all of those things. And we're able to help cover all the costs. So when insurance won't cover for a family, we can help cover those, the copays or the gaps. Or even the uninsured, we can help with all of that.
That's fantastic, because oftentimes parents are working or may not have transportation, or it's not easy to go over, get the kid, take them somewhere, take them back, feed them, you know, do all that and make sure they get lunch and everything. So when she mentioned the transportation component, I thought that was pretty nice.
Yes. Yep. It is very nice to have that option. And then they also don't miss, you know, on schoolwork. The Changes program works with the schools, so they're not getting behind in their other classes or anything like that. That's all handled throughout the program. And it's usually 10 to 12 days is usually how long it lasts, but it depends on the student and mm-hmm. how we work that out with them. So,
all right. What else, Kathy?
Let's see. We've got our Clinton County Family Planning Clinic is here. That's been here for a little while, but we just want to remind people about that. That is for males or females. We can help with family planning, birth control, STD testing, and treatment. We have a certified nurse midwife here on staff, and we just actually hired an additional nurse to help with our medical director position with that program. So if there's any need when it comes to that, it's a free or reduced scale. So it doesn't matter what your insurance is or is not. We can help you out with any of those things.
And we see all kinds of weird things sometimes on Facebook, and I wonder what this was, and I don't want to put you on the spot asking you about it, but March 26th through April 2nd was the National Long Sleeve Shirt Drive. Are you familiar with this?
Yep. So we partner with Proteus. They are part of our coalition. They're the ones who put this on.
Yeah.
And so it is just about bringing awareness to all of the farm workers, whether that is here in our county or in the region, and they're talking about those who are in the tractor and those who are out helping, you know, pick tomatoes, mm-hmm. The whole gamut. And so we help collect long sleeve shirts with them, and it's all about keeping you safe, right, from the sun and from that heat. And so if anyone has any gently used or new long sleeve shirts they'd like to donate, they could drop them off here at the office, and then we pass them off to Dana. Dana is the one who's in charge of that. Through their side, we meet with her and pass them off, and they get them out to all of the farm workers.
Very good. I love that.
Yes. It's a very good program.
Think about it until you're out there burning.
Well, and for anybody who's thinking about doing that, lighter colors are better.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Kathy, it's always good to talk to you. Make sure you tell Laura we said hi, and we look forward to seeing her tomorrow here at Ag Day.
Yep, sounds great. Thank you both.
All right. Have a good rest of the week. We appreciate that. That's Kathy Martin with Healthy Communities, Clinton County Coalition. I don't know if you – it seems like – I know we haven't seen each other since Thursday, but it seems like it's been 2 weeks. I don't know why.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's just because we're so busy. Actually, I saw you Saturday, but it seems even
But
further.
It was quick. Yeah. It was a quick flip you know, had to get to the game. So.
Right. So we've had this opportunity a couple times over the last couple weeks to where our sister station down the hall, Shine 99, mm-hmm. has hooked us up with some celebrity interviews.
Oh, yeah. They've had some good ones.
Yeah, they've had some really good ones. Some of that's starting to trickle down to the Wilo demographic, if
exactly.
you will. So Todd Berryman last week, and we'll replay this interview probably mid-April, had a chance to talk to the Don McLean, so we'll be promoting that. Also, he had a chance to talk with late last week, A&E's Bill Curtis, the one and only.
Oh, yeah?
And Bill is like relaunching this Cold Case Files program.
Right.
That he used to do. And it was so popular, even the reruns were popular.
Sure.
So they're rebranding this and coming out with like a new one, a new season. So Todd had a chance to sit down with Bill Curtis. I just love his voice. He's just that recognizable, credible, integrity-filled news guy.
Right.
At least that's what I think of him. Anyway, so he had that. And he also had a chance to talk to Jonathan Frakes with the Star Trek Next Generation Enterprise outfit. So we don't know when we're running those, but we do know that Thursday morning, right after the news with yours truly at 7:30, Todd and Bill Curtis, we're going to have that interview in its entirety. I think it runs about 7 minutes. So make sure you're listening for that this Thursday morning, right after the 7:30 news here on WILO.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio and Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance for the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call, 765-650-7808.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
You wake up in the morning after sleeping under an advertised blanket, on an advertised mattress, in a home that was once advertised by a realtor. You check social media on your advertised phone. You get dressed in your advertised clothes, slip on your advertised shoes, and grab your advertised phone again. Then you grab that advertised coat, get into your advertised car, drive to work while seeing and listening to advertising, only to arrive and sit at an advertised desk. Then you refuse to advertise, saying, "Advertising doesn't work." Then when your business fails, you call up various advertising companies to advertise the business or building for sale. Sounds crazy, right? Happens every day in small businesses everywhere. If you believe in your business, your advertising should be a top priority. People go where they are invited to. Stay top of mind with your customers when they need you most. Call Casper Media today at 765-659-3338 to find out how you can increase revenue for 2022.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Here we are, just about 10 minutes left in the program. 659-3338 is the phone number to call, or 800-447-4463. I want to thank our sponsors: Vierks Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Capps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Kevin and Melissa here for about 10 more minutes. If you'd like to get in on the phone conversation or there is something on your mind, give us a call right now. Phones are open, 659-3338. It won't be long, Melissa, before we are...
No, we got a lot coming up.
We've got a lot coming up. On top of Carroll playing for a semi-state championship, and we're proud to be right there with them at 4 o'clock this Saturday, in just a little over a week, we're going to have the debates as we get ready for primary.
Yep, primaries are coming down the pipe, so...
So the primary election day this year is May 3rd, which is always a Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. But let me make sure, just to make sure. Yes.
Yeah, it is. Tuesday, I'm pretty sure.
So before that, Tuesday, March 29th, 6:30, County Council Member District 1 candidates, Rhonda Light, Carol Price, and Mark Timmons, all of those Republicans, taken to the stage to talk and duke it out, if you will, about issues and take questions, not literally punching each other.
No.
So we'll be doing that. We'll have that for you at HoosierlandTV.com and here on WILO. And then right after that, the two Republican candidates for sheriff with incumbent Rich Kelly debating former sheriff Mark Mitchell.
Yeah.
Then two nights later on Thursday, March 31st, 6:30, we'll start with clerk of the circuit court candidates. They're going to actually debate. That is a contested race this year with incumbent Rhea Harris and challenger Stephanie Harshbarger. Right after that on Thursday, March 31st, debate with candidates for the newly created District 41 state representative. We've got Richard Bagsby, Mark Ginda, and Shane Wiest. It's all Tuesday, March 29th, and Thursday, March 31st from WILO. I love this time of year, as we have sometime in April, we always have a severe weather awareness week.
Right, and actually that is today.
Is it?
I think today,
they're doing the statewide tornado drills,
yes.
Yes, so when that goes off, let's see, Ken actually put that story up yesterday.
And the other thing, too, is anybody who is interested in going to spotting classes,
they offer National
Weather Service through Indianapolis. If you get on their, especially their Twitter page, that's a great place to go because they post everything there. And they have been putting up classes all over the state.
You ever taken one of those?
I have.
Yeah,
actually,
me too.
We took them through fire department. We took them because when the tones went off, we were out.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids spent those kind of things when they were little. They spent all that stuff at their grandparents because Larry and I were out.
Right.
And then our kids joined the service too.
Sure.
So they were out with us.
I took it through the National Weather Service in Louisville when I was working for a station in Scottsburg, Indiana, just across the Ohio River, about 45 minutes south Louisville is.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. I mean, it's about 15 years ago.
It's very educational. I mean, a lot of people will look in the sky and they'll see a cloud and they'll think, oh, no, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's not.
No.
You know, it's cool to find out what to really look for.
You know, there's also the safety aspect of it, too.
Exactly.
They teach you that.
Need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they teach you all of it. So, and you need to know. You need to know what you're watching for.
So, just in case, the Severe Weather Preparedness Week is actually this week. You're right.
Yeah.
March 13th through the 19th. Now, that might be different from... I don't know. Maybe they moved it up to March because I remember it's just always April.
Well,
it was my favorite time of the year.
April is when they want you to be aware
of it. Yeah,
aware of it because April seems to be when we see a lot of the outbreaks.
Yeah,
for some reason, April is that month that gets targeted. But anymore, like you and I have talked about, with the weather, you know, climate change and the weather changing, and we're seeing this kind of severe weather year round.
Right.
It's obscure during the late fall and even into the winter. What, we had tornadoes in January?
Yes,
so, absolutely. You know, it's not the normal spring time fun.
Right.
But, yeah.
So this is my favorite time of the year. I like the not too hot, not too cold.
Right. Yeah, no, I love spring.
So keep in mind, 10:15 this morning, when you hear the statewide test of communication systems in conjunction with the National Weather Service, that's what it is.
Right. Yep. It's all going to be going on today.
So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Also, don't forget, two nights from tonight, 2 to 4, Gem City Junction, this Thursday, Melissa, coffee and conversation with Mayor Sheets and I think the Board of Public Works will be there, all three representatives, police and fire chief, several department superintendents, too. We talked to the mayor on Friday, and she said the first one was really good back on February, like, 11th or something. So if you think the city, Jason Forsyth and the street department needs to put more gravel in your alley, hey, this is the place to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you got any questions over anything, we've had a few comments recently, Melissa, on Clayton County Daily News about taxes and
right.
aquatic center and police station. We're getting ready to do these buildings. So,
right.
Yes, you are right on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to make myself a note. Go ahead and tell the listeners what you said, what this note says.
Here. We're just talking about, you know, severe weather awareness.
Great idea. Thank
this
you for
week.
Reminding me.
And
I would have forgot.
Our illustrious fire department and EMS dropped off weather radios.
We've got a bunch
to get out there, so we need to. Hey, don't throw that away. I've got notes on the other side.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I just grabbed the first thing I had.
Understood.
But anyway, yeah, we need to give those away. We need to get those out to the public. That's what they're for.
So I'd like to have, if you know of someone, and we're going to work on the honor system here, okay?
Right.
For the most part.
Yeah. I mean, if you have access to one of these and you already have one, you don't need another one.
Yes. But
these are for
maybe,
people.
You know, yeah. Maybe their parents, grandparents
right.
or something.
Yeah.
Let's try to get these in the hands of people who may not have a weather radio.
Yeah.
Maybe they live out in the country.
Maybe they can't. Yeah. They don't have a tornado siren next door.
Right.
You know, I know for where I live, the wind has to be just perfect for us to be able to hear the one from Forest, and Michigantown's too far, and even Richeville, you know.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
don't hear that
do
stuff
stretch.
Out where we're at. So we rely on the radio itself or the television, and if the power goes out, we're screwed.
Right.
So.
Right. Not much you can do about that.
Yeah. So think of people who really, really need this, who, one, don't have access to it, maybe don't have the funds
absolutely
to purchase one on their own, and like you said, especially the elderly who don't get out much.
So if you know of someone, just give us a call here at the station after we get off the air, 659-3338, or anytime throughout the day you can call, ask for Kevin, Cindy, Melissa. We'll know what you're talking about. Also, you can email me if you want to be a little more discreet about it at kevin@casparradio.com. that's KASPARRADIO.com.
Yeah, we want to get these out to the people who really need them.
Yeah, for sure. And they look cool, too.
Yeah, they are kind of neat.
And it's like they do everything. I know they have, like, the wind-up capability to keep the battery charged. There's solar.
Right.
It plugs in with USB.
Right.
It's got, like, AM
and charge,
FM radio
it can charge
on
your
it,
phone
too.
And
yeah,
everything.
Charge your
so,
phone. Man.
Yeah, so it's they're definitely versatile and
pretty heavy duty,
you can also
too.
Get a hold of EMS, and you can also get a hold of the fire department.
Yeah, they'll make sure you get
there's
one.
Other places that you can get them, not just us, but they had some extras, and they dropped them off for us to help get distributed.
Thanks for reminding me of that. And we'll see you tomorrow for Ag Day.
Yep.
All right.
We got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. Thanks a lot for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too, who include Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals. Save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. We'll be back with Bill tomorrow morning, maybe a little preview with Melissa before we get started for Ag Day Wednesday morning, 9:30. We'll be back for the Wednesday edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.